the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes. In the name of Allah, welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're going to speak about never to humiliation. It's Muharram 1445, and it's the month that is special for the Imam al-Hussein. Never say yes to the humiliation.
Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein.
As I told you, today is Tuesday, 14th of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Fajr, verses 15 to 20.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi'ad. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَا ابْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمَنِ.
And as for man, when his Lord tries him and thus is generous to him and favors him, he says, "My Lord has honored me."
وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا.
But when he tries him and restricts his provision, he says, "My Lord has humiliated me."
كَلَّا بَلْ لَا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ.
No, but you do not honor the orphan.
وَلَا تَحَاضُّونَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ.
And you do not encourage one another to feed the poor.
وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا.
And you consume inheritance, devouring it altogether.
وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا
جَمًّا. And you love wealth with immense love.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
مَا لَنَا رَبٌّ سِوَى.
Here the Quran does not speak about feeding the orphans, but it speaks about honoring the orphans. This is because the subject matter about an orphan is not only his hunger, but that sympathy as a remedy for his deficiencies is more important than his hunger alone. An orphan should not be put in a condition which make him feel misery and worthlessness just because of his being orphaned. He should be respected and honored so that he does not feel the lack of his parents. That is why in some Islamic texts, affection and sympathy for orphans is considered especially important. On the previous episode of today's special, we spoke about never to humiliation. Today, we learn more about this. Imam al-Hussein must remain forever as the flag of truth. The flag of truth cannot be placed in the position of falsehood. That is why Imam al-Hussein stated, never to humiliation. The movement by Imam al-Hussein was a movement of honor, that is, honor of truth, honor of imamate, honor of the path. Imam Hussein was a symbol of honor, and because he firmly withstood, he was also a symbol of dignity. Some people might say something but never stand for what they say and retreat. These people cannot take pride in what they say. Dignity belongs to those individuals, communities, or nations who stand up for their principles and do not let the flag they had risen by damage and put down by troubles. Imam al-Hussein firmly upheld this flag and stood until his loved ones were martyred and his dear household were held captives. Honor and dignity in this scale of a revolutionary movement are like that.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, distinguished listeners of IRB English Radio, and our fellow advocates for human dignity, assalamu alaikum, and most welcome. I'm here with you today to talk about a pressing issue that affects us all. The need to say no to humiliation. It is essential to cultivate a culture of kindness where differences are celebrated and everyone feels valued and respected. Education also plays a vital role in addressing the issue of humiliation by teaching empathy, emotional intelligence, and conflict resolution skills. From an early age, we can equip future generation with the tools they need to navigate disagreements and differences without resorting to humiliation. Education empowers individuals to stand up against humiliation and create a more inclusive and compassionate society. In addition, it is crucial for institutions and organizations to establish clear policies and guidelines that explicitly condemn and address instances of humiliation. By holding individuals accountable for their actions and providing support to victims, we can create a safer and more respectful and more respectful environment for all. We must remember that change starts with each and every one of us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. And this change starts from ourselves first. And if we do not start change and do not work on ourselves to bring this change about, so nothing will come up. So this change starts from ourselves. This is a very important point to know.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
This is today's special, and you're listening to IRIB English Radio. One question: how did Imam al-Hussein react to Yazid? As Yazid forced Imam al-Hussein to pay allegiance, Imam al-Hussein noted his reasons for which he could not accept Yazid's ruling over the Islamic society. The most important reason was that Yazid was not behaving as a Muslim. It is clearly mentioned in the Quran that it is prohibited for Muslims to accept the ruling of a non-Muslim or a non-believer. O you who have faith, do not take those who take your religion in derision and play from among those who were given the book before you and the infidels as friends, and be wary of Allah should you be faithful. You can find this concept in the Holy Quran, chapter 5. Verse 57. Remembering death in the movement of Imam al-Hussein. Thinking about death as a key element in strengthening courage. It is clear that smiling when one is faced with death is something which is only possible for those who greatly desire to meet their Lord. In the tradition, it has repeatedly been narrated that an intelligent individual is one who remembers death often. Remembering death resolves many of the problems. Imam Ali ibn al-Hussein is narrated to have said the following in regards to this issue. When things became difficult for Imam al-Hussein on the day of Ashura, those who were with the Imam saw that in spite of the mortal dangers which had caused the faces to become pale and bodies to tremble, the Imam and his select companions appeared very serene, and their bodies were completely calm, and their hearts were ever more certain. In those moments, some would say to the others, "Look at them, they have no fear of death." At this time, the Imam said, "O ones of noble birth, be patient. Death is but a bridge which takes you from the difficulties towards the vast paradise and eternal blessings."
One day the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, was sitting on his minbar. He was speaking to his companions. Just as I am speaking to you now, the Prophet was delivering a sermon. Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was a young boy. He walked into the mosque of the Prophet. Now, who narrates this hadith? Ahmad ibn Hanbal narrates this hadith. Ibn Asakir, he narrates this hadith. They tell us that when Imam al-Hussein walked into the mosque of the Prophet, he trampled over his garment. He was wearing a long garment. The Imam alayhi salam tripped and he fell on the floor. You know what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi did? He abruptly cut his sermon. He came running down from his minbar. He ran towards Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. He carried this child. He hugged him. He kissed him. Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Subhanallah, I did not even feel myself coming down from my minbar." This is the greatness of the Imam alayhi salam. And this is not something which the followers of Ahlul Bayt have came up with. Ibn Hanbal mentions this in his Musnad. The Prophet says, "Wallah ma darayt anni nazaltu min mimbari." Because the sight of seeing Hussein fall on the ground distracted the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, to such an extent that he did not even continue his sermon. He just came rushing down, and then the Prophet afterwards explained to the companions, "I don't know what happened. I just rushed towards al-Hussein alayhi salam." This is Rasulullah, and this is how he used to treat Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Salah is the pillar of the faith, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, there was nothing more important in his life than salah. Yet when he would go to sujood, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam would come climbing on his back. He would prolong his sujood just because he did not want to disturb Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
That was all for today's special on the title of Never to Humiliation. Inshallah, that would be a practical slogan and, of course, an important goal for all our life. Please remember us in your prayer. Thank you and have a nice time.
ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.